Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, football fans, to a special edition of the Neek and Rue Pro Football Talk Show. I am your host, Neek, and tonight, New York Giants football fans, city of New York City, diehard football fans from all over the globe, this is a special edition of Neek's rant about the state of the New York football franchise organization. And it's not going to be pretty. I've been fortunate, 39 years old, became a Giants fan in 1984 when I was 4 years old. Playing with my toys, looked up on the TV screen, saw this team on the screen, had the Giants. That's what it read on the side of their helmet. Big blue uniform, whooping some team's ass. Do I remember the name of the team they played? No, I don't. I just remembered that was my team. I love what I saw with this team. Week in and week out as a four-year-old, I followed this team all the way up to this day right now. Yes, diehard New York Giants football fan. That is me. That's who I am. That's what I'm about. I've been fortunate out of my time living on this earth. I've got to witness four Super Bowl victories. Oh, yes. Sorry, Detroit Lions fans. Sorry, Cleveland Browns fans. I've been blessed. We've got four. I've seen all four. 1986, 1990, 2007, 2011. All has been great. But I'm going to tell you like this. It's 2020 right now. And I am pissed the hell off. Because this franchise, I don't know what the hell's going on. Do we have any direction? Mr. Marr, Mr. Tisch, what the hell is going on with this franchise? Seriously, what is going on? Can I have a sit-down talk with you guys? You don't understand. Every Sunday, I go to church with my girl. I get home. I get the word. I get the message. I come home. I'm fired up to watch some football. I'm fired up to watch my Giants. But you know what I've been watching the last few weeks? Actually, this whole 2019 season? It's bullshit. Excuse my French. I don't care. I'm pissed off. This is Neek's rant. My show. My time. How in the hell do we have a coach who should not be an NFL head coach? Cleveland Browns already know about him. Browns fans know about him. Their organization know about him. Pat Shurmur. What the hell? I didn't like the hire. I still don't like it to this day. I can't stand his ass. He don't know what the hell he's doing himself. Always second-guessing himself. We look terrible. When your team comes out flat, a professional team comes out flat week in and week out, that's a reflection of the coach. I'm a head coach. Not professionally, but I'm a head coach. All I know when teams play my team, they know they're going to get hell every week. They always say Coach Wise, oh, I hate playing Coach Wise's team because his boys know how to play. He gets them ready. They come out fight every week. We fight to the whistle. But damn, Pat Shurmur, you got to go, man. Can't stand you. And the thing that kills me, after the loss last week to the Jets, we're on the bye right now, our owner, Mr. Mayor, was so pissed off he didn't want to speak to any reporters. Well, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Tisch, I got news for you. This is what you wanted. I'm getting sick and tired of you guys talking about we need to bring leaders in here that understand the Giants way. Do you understand we've been one of the worst teams in the league for the last 8-9 years since we won the Super Bowl back in 2011? Do you really understand that? We've been terrible. Seriously. You went and hired Bill Wackadoo. I don't even call him McAdoo. You hire him. That was a joke. And then you go get Shermer? Really? What the hell? I wish I was in that interview. Because I would ask, like, why do you think we should hire you as a New York football giant to be the next head coach of the New York football Giants? What the hell did you do in Cleveland? Answer that right now. What's going to be different this time? Not a damn thing. Same old failure. Now, I'm not going to let Gettleman off the hook because he did pretty good with the draft. I got to give him credit. Slayton's been solid. Conley was solid before he got hurt. Danny Jones, I love it. Yeah, he's got a lot of turnovers, but who doesn't in rookie year? Hell, look at Peyton Manning. Look what he did his rookie year. Led the league in turnovers. But guess what? He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. I'm not saying Daniel Jones is going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback, but the talent is there. But you got to give the boy some credit. He's playing behind one of the worst offensive lines in football. Gettleman? I get it, man. I was pissed off at you when you got rid of Odell. I understand why you did it. We weren't going to win with Odell anyway. But damn. That offensive line, terrible. It is straight garbage. I knew something was up when Bill Belichick got rid of Nate Solder. When Belichick get rid of your ass and you 6'7", 6'8", something's not right. I should have got on the phone and called Belichick and said, Belichick, hey, how you doing, man? I just want to ask you a question. Why'd you get rid of Solder? What happened? Soft. That's what he is. He's soft. He's a sat. S-A-T. Soft-ass tackle. That's what he is. Soft as hell. Getting beat every week. Beat like a drum. Edge rushers, speed rushers. Hell, rookies having fun with his ass. And it pisses me off. You got all that damn size, but you're getting beat that easily. Because you're soft. You don't fight. And then you get on Giants radio, and when a reporter asks you week in and week out, you keep talking about, oh, my level of play hasn't been up to what it's supposed to be. No shit. You're terrible. You're soft. You're a sack. I was all for the Giants getting Mike Reimers, the right tackle, because I thought when he was in Minnesota, they had him playing guard. They had him playing out of his natural position, which is right tackle. I thought he was going to be good for us. I was wrong. Hell, Mike Reimer's been terrible. Our two tackles probably leading the league and just getting beat. Seriously, it's embarrassing. Interior, we're not bad. I don't like the center, Paulie Jalapio. I don't like them either. They're okay. They're not great. They get beat easily as well. O-line just soft, man. Center position, left tackle, right tackle, they just soft. Why the hell do we got soft-ass players? Gettleman? Like I said, I get it. You don't always hit a home run in free agency. You got some misses there. Ogletree, I never did like that trade. I never did like signing Ogletree to all that money. He's not great. He's soft, too. Can't get off block, gets beat and covers like it ain't nothing. Easily. You play New York Giants, get a running back on Ogletree, easy touchdown. But I'm going to tell you like this, Tish Amar, we got to get a new head coach. I can't stand Shermer. I can't stand it. He don't know what the hell he's doing. He gets the same old crappy response. I mean, gosh, man, Giants fans, don't you miss the days of Bill Parcells? You know that tough-minded coach. When your player out there missing a tackle or getting beat bad in coverage, like some of the old Giants players like C.C. Brown, can't cover Brown, Curtis Riley half-assing out there. I mean, Parcells wouldn't put up with that. He'd yank you off by your face mask and drag you, sit you down on the bench, and he'd cut you after the game. We don't have that anymore. Tom Coughlin, I miss you, man. God, I miss you. Yeah, I know you ran your course, you ran your time, but God, I loved you, man. You was great. You brought us two Super Bowls. Damn, we have lost toughness. We need a tough-minded coach. A tough-minded coach. We don't need someone that's going to be the head coach and offensive coordinator. We just need a coach that's tough-minded, going to have the players ready to play week in and week out, And then we need a damn offensive coordinator that can utilize our weapons. Saquon Barkley getting 1 yard? Really? Okay. All right. I didn't know that's possible, but okay. Yeah, I mean, seriously, man, this is just getting out of control. I look forward to watching football. I look forward to watching my New York Giants play on Sunday. I can't stand it now. My good friend Bill down in Texas, we talk every Sunday about these Giants. We just laugh. Hell, he's taking a nap, and I'm still half asleep. I don't know why, because I'm watching the game, because I'm a diehard Giants fan. Or sometimes where it gets so embarrassing, I'll take a nap. He'll call me and ran on or leave voice messages and ran on about, damn, we terrible. Yeah, it's bad. It's sad. Seriously. This is New York Football Giants, a once proud franchise that's looking terrible. George Young, God, I miss you, man. I know you're rolling over your grave right now, just shaking your head like, damn. Ernie Accorsi, I miss you too, man. Jerry Reese, I'm just going to say it like this. I appreciate what you did. I give you a pat on the back. That's about it. I don't miss your ass at all. Because you never addressed our linebacker position. All those years in draft, you want to go for the skill position. I get it. But damn, we can't get a linebacker. Antonio Pierce, last 15 years, probably the greatest linebacker we ever had. And that's sad. But Pierce was decent. He was good. Pierce, I miss you too. I do. It's been terrible. Secondary, golly. Janoris Jenkins, he plays when he wants to. And then Gettleman, you bring in Antoine Bethea. His old ass, he's getting beat every week. He's always a step slow. He doesn't have speed. This is a fast man game. Football's fast. It's all about throwing the ball. Spread your ass out. Speed. Cover. Mismatches. I mean, it's sad. Why aren't the young guys like Julian Love, Corey Ballantyne playing? Seriously, the season's over with. Play the young guys. No need to play the old guys. It's a wrap. I'm actually looking forward to the offseason. Because you know why? Hopefully, if our competent general manager would do the right thing, we could cut a lot of these players and have a lot of money to build this team the way it needs to be built through the draft. And maybe go out and get a couple free agent players. Seriously, Janoris Jenkins should be cut. Eli Manning should be gone. Ogletree should be gone as well. I never did like to trade for Williams. I never did like that move. I don't get it. Because we got enough fat guys on the defensive line. We shouldn't be running a damn 3-4. We should be running a 4-3. Why in the hell we got 350-pound guys playing in? That should be 4-3. Seriously. I don't get why we run a 3-4. We don't have the athletes to run a damn 3-4. We're slow. Slow, 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 slow. Our football IQ of a lot of players on defense is terrible. Martish, we got to get it together. We got to. You guys got to get together. You guys need to sit down, think long and hard about what you want with this team. If you guys don't know what the hell you want with this team, sell it. Seriously. No more get New York Giants, the Giants way type. That shit is overrated. That shit is sale. Seriously, it is. It's long and gone. It hasn't done nothing for us. Change is good. Don't be afraid to change. Change is good. Change, 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 change. That's what we need heading in 2020. Gettleman, please hit a home run for us. Listen to what I'm saying on this show. Listen. You've done good in the draft. Continue to keep doing that. You're talking about the hog mollies? Quit getting soft-ass hog mollies. I'm tired of seeing soft-ass players you're getting. Yeah, they got the size, physical size, but they're soft as hell on the field. I hate that. I don't like that. Seriously. On that note, Giants fans, thanks for listening. I got plenty more rants coming. Oh, yeah, I'm just getting started. It's not over. I'm just getting started. Neat. See you guys next week.